The rush hour only took footy for 1 hour a day. Magic Round is 3 days of action-packed excitement in Brisbane. NRL Magic Round, Brisbane Suncorp Stadium this May.
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
Rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Oh, another Tuesday edition of the Rush Hour with MG and Liam Flanagan. Matt Dufty, the flying fullback for the St. George Illawarra Dragons, going to join us very shortly, MG. Geez, the fullbacks in the competition are good at the moment.
There is a, as is my favourite word, there is a plethora at the moment. Tedesco, Pappenhausen, Gutho, Will Kennedy, Dylan Edwards, Latrell Mitchell, and our guest, Matty Dufty.
He's going to join us in about 20 minutes' time. And MG, we are encouraging people to discover the magic of Brisbane at Suncorp Stadium's NRL Magic Round this May.
It's a kind of magic. There's, we're off to Brisbane, baby.
We're off to Brisbane, and there is plenty of fun to be had in Brisbane before and after the kickoff. Let's do this.
What's cracking?
The future of John Morris at the Cronulla Sharks looks, well, over, MG. Reports are coming out that Craig Fitzgibbon will be officially announced as the coach of the club for 2022. There's also now a Cameron Serraldo aspect to it, which we're going to get to as well, the current Penrith assistant. But John Morris, it looks as though he will have a decision to make, potentially as soon as this evening, about what he wants to do after the club officially announces Craig Fitzgibbon as coach and whether he wants to remain on and coach out the year with the Sharks. MG, should he stay or should he go?
He should go straight away. Straight away. See you later. He's been on a two-year audition already. People know how good of a bloke and how good of a coach he is. These guys have white-handed him from the get-go, the Sharks hierarchy, for the last... I don't know how long, but name after name, Craig Bellamy, late last year. Then a couple of months ago, we first hear that, you know, maybe Craig Fitzgibbon is speaking to the Sharkies hierarchy about going there. Now it's been confirmed. I'd say piss off. I've got nothing to do with you. I've been instrumental in getting most of these kids through to first grade. Now you're treating me like this. Bye-bye forever. I'm not coming back.
What do you think this will do if all this plays out to the Sharks season? You know, we're only coming up to week six of the season proper.
Well, it doesn't matter what happens because they've been working behind the scenes. And when I say they've been, the hierarchy, Dean Mezzatesta and whoever's the footy manager who have been trying to court somebody else for so long. I don't see what's wrong with John Morris. I don't see what John Morris has done wrong. I may be a little bit biased here because I'm a John Morris fan. And we've spoken to him a couple of times on the show. What I'm hearing from players, he's a good coach. We called him the king of the pathways, how he brings people through. So they've done the dirty on him big time, the Sharks hierarchy. If it was me, see you later.
Okay, that's the John Morris part of the story. The other part of the story is Craig Fitzgibbon. The what's been put out there, and Shane Flanagan spoke about it yesterday, was the inability for John Morris to recruit players to the Sharks. Does Craig Fitzgibbon solve that? I'm not questioning his ability to coach, but is Craig Fitzgibbon of a calibre and of a name that will drag players to the Sharks for next season?
Possibly. The fact that he is Trent Robinson's offsider, the fact that since 2000 he's been involved in a pretty amazing place called the Roosters. He's well regarded by the New South Wales hierarchy as a coach. I know the players at the Roosters speak volumes about his ability, his demeanour, but he's done nothing yet. He's done nothing as a first grade coach. This has all been as an assistant. Look at Trent Barrett at the moment from Penrith. Last year he would have been in so hot demand from 10 clubs after what he did at Panthers, with every player lauding him for his attacking prowess.
Yep.
Now that we're going to see the same. We'll see Roosters players come out and say how good Fitzy is, how good a defensive coach he is, how good he's been, but he hasn't sat in the furnace of being the first grade coach when everything comes back to you.
Well, he's going to drag someone into the furnace if reports are believed to be correct. Buzz Rothfield breaking the story last night on NRL 360 that Cameron Serraldo is set to partner with his good mate Craig Fitzgibbon at the Sharks for next year.
See, I don't understand that. I don't understand if Ciro, that's his nickname, Cameron Serraldo, I don't understand why you do that. Penrith are in a golden opportunity to win not one, but maybe two or three competitions, and he's going to play a massive part in that. Does he want to go back to the Sharks where he was a junior and rebuild? I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. If he's an assistant, you're an assistant. If you're an assistant, you might as well be an assistant at a club like Penrith, which most of these kids you've brought through with you in the 20 system, in reserve grade, where Cameron Serrato has had a hand in most of these kids' growth. I don't understand. If he was going to Cronulla as a first-grade coach, yeah, so be it. But if you're going to travel 50 Ks, you know, southeast to become another assistant, I don't understand it. I don't understand that one bit.
He's contracted, as far as I understand, for 2022 with the Panthers in his current role. Why would the Panthers, who with everything that they've been through with Trent Barrett's departure and the toing and froing and the wooing of players, why would they be happy for somebody else to walk out and potentially take who knows with them?
Well, put it this way, I think if any first grade coach has an assistant who is in hot demand, there's kind of a gentleman's agreement that, you know, if something comes up, coach, I'm going to, you know, head off.
Yeah, okay.
And you know. And I think that's goes all across the land in coaching fraternity. But, you know, Cameron Serrato is poised at the moment with Penrith. I know his name's been mentioned with the Sharks, and I know Craig Fitzgibbon and he have coached together. They're good mates, apparently, at country level. So, look, it'd be different. You know what would be different? If these two were co-coaches, if they went to the Sharks as 50%, 50%. But it's going to be 99%, 1%. Everything's going to fall back on Fitzgibbon, and Serrato is just going to be exactly what he is at Penrith, an assistant coach. It's a head scratcher for me, because apart from Fitzgibbon, I think Cameron Serrato is the next in line to acquire a first grade job, whichever comes up, on the market. Mm. So the fact that he's going to be an assistant coach, you know, I know he is from that area, so he might be more. Maybe he might want to go back there for reasons that we don't know. So. But, yeah, it is a head-scratcher.
NRL Magic Round, Brisbane. 3 days of action-packed excitement at Brisbane Suncorp Stadium this May.
Gather round, boys and girls. It's time for the Triple M Rush Hour with MG's Poof! Just like magic.
Ho, 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 it's magic!
Poof!
Yes, MG, we are giving people the chance to join us in Queensland, beautiful Queensland, Brisbane.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful one day,
perfect the next. For Magic Round. One round, one ground, 16 teams, 8 games, a weekend of action live from Suncorp Stadium. And we're sorting you out with everything, MG. Flights, accommodation, tickets to all 3 days of Magic Round.
And you know what else?
What's that?
We're even taking them out for lunch.
We're going to take them out for a feed.
This
ground, Suncorp Stadium, I mean, you know, it's a cauldron if you're a New South Welshman wearing a blue jersey, but it is an ornament to the game of rugby league.
It's a ground land that has so much mystique. Obviously, it's the old Lang Park, and I first found out what Lang Park was in 1980 when the first Origin game was there. Then 6 years later, I'm playing on it in the under-18s for New South Wales, and a couple of years after that, the Broncos come in and played them there for the first time, and played my first Origin there. So to me, Caxton Street and Lang Park is Brisbane Rugby League.
Mm.
They go hand in hand, and our listeners who will come along with us will get all that mystique. They'll get all that history as they walk down the famous road to the Caxton Road to Lang Park, now the Suncorp Stadium, which is now the best rugby league stadium in the world.
3 action-packed days of rugby league at Suncorp Stadium. Going to be fantastic. You can register to play at triplem.com.au. Discover the magic of Brisbane at Suncorp Stadium's NRL Magic Round this May. There's plenty of fun to be had in Brisbane before and after kickoff. MG, speaking quickly of Origin and Lang Park and Suncorp Stadium, Andrew Abdo announcing today that the Origin eligibility rules will remain as is, meaning that Jason Taumalolo will not be pulling on a maroon jersey in 2021.
Yeah, fair enough. Look, I might have flippantly said that I don't care who plays for who, but yeah,
it's exactly what you did say.
Yeah, but there's been a lot of players who have bled for that jersey, who have been brought up in, you know, that cauldron. I think as time goes on, we've got to kind of keep addressing it, You know, as we did this time, we've got to have a look at the eligibility rules. And if a kid is, you know, if a Samoan or a Tongan kid's born in Australia and has his first game here, but still wants to play for his Kiwis, but he wants to play Origin, then there's a conundrum. That's a conundrum we face. But at the moment, look, I'm happy if they're happy. It doesn't faze me. Origin's always going to be Origin, no matter who plays in it.
Love it. All right, this is The Rush Hour with MG and Liam Flanagan on Triple M. Someone who might be dreaming of State of Origin appearance for New South Wales. The way he's going, MG, he might be in Brad Fittler's mind. He's Matt Duffy from the St. George Illawarra Dragons.
NRL Magic Round, Brisbane. 3 days of action-packed excitement at Brisbane Suncorp Stadium this May.
Gather round, boys and girls. It's time for the Triple M Rush Hour with MG's Poof. Just like magic.
Ho, 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 it's magic.
Poof.
Yes, MG. We are giving people the chance to join us in Queensland, beautiful Queensland, Brisbane.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful one day,
perfect the next. For Magic Round. One round, one ground, 16 teams, 8 games, a weekend of action live from Suncorp Stadium. And we're sorting you out with everything, MG. Flights, accommodation, tickets to all 3 days of Magic Round.
And you know what else?
What's that?
We're even taking them out for lunch.
We're going to take them out for a feed.
This
ground, Suncorp Stadium, I mean, you know, it's a cauldron if you're a New South Welshman wearing a blue jersey, but it is an ornament to the game of rugby league.
It's a ground land that has so much mystique. Obviously, it's the old Lang Park, and I first found out what Lang Park was in 1980 when the first Origin game was there. Then 6 years later, I'm playing on it in the under-18s for New South Wales, and a couple of years after that, the Broncos come in and played them there for the first time, and I played my first Origin there. So to me, Caxton Street and Lang Park is Brisbane Rugby League.
Mm.
They go hand in hand, and our listeners who will come along with us will get all that mystique. They'll get all that history as they walk down the famous road to the Caxton Road to Lang Park, now the Suncorp Stadium, which is now the best rugby league stadium in the world.
3 action-packed days of rugby league at Suncorp Stadium. Going to be fantastic. You can register to play at triplem.com.au. Discover the magic of Brisbane at Suncorp Stadium's NRL Magic Round this May. There's plenty of fun to be had in Brisbane before and after kickoff. MG, speaking quickly of Origin and Lang Park and Suncorp Stadium, Andrew Abdo announcing today that the Origin eligibility rules will remain as is, meaning that Jason Tamalolo will not be pulling on a maroon jersey in 2021.
Yeah, fair enough. Look, I might have flippantly said that I don't care who plays for who, but
it's exactly what you did say.
Yeah, but there's been a lot of players who have bled for that jersey, who have been brought up in, you know, that cauldron. I think as time goes on, we've got to kind of keep addressing it. You know, as we did this time, we've got to have a look at the eligibility rules. And if a kid is, you know, if a Samoan or a Tongan kid's born in Australia and has his first game here, but still wants to play for his Kiwis, but he wants to play Origin, then there's a conundrum. Then that's the conundrum we face, Ben. But at the moment, look, I'm happy. I'm happy if they're happy. It doesn't faze me. Origin's always going to be Origin, no matter who plays in it.
Love it. All right, this is the Rush Hour with MG and Liam Flanagan on Triple M. Someone who might be dreaming of State of Origin appearance for New South Wales, the way he's going, MG. He might be in Brad Fittler's mind. Is Matt Duffy from the St. George Illawarra Dragons. G'day, Matt.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Anytime, buddy. Well, what do you put your rich vein of form down to? Your opening 5 rounds to this season has been electric.
Yeah, I think it's, everyone in the team's got a clear focus on their role, and we're all playing for each other, so it's making everybody's role in the team a lot easier.
You just hit 72 games. You started with the Dragons in 2017, but you've only just turned 25 as well, so you're a wee baby as far as as footy goes. mate, what are your aspirations? I mean, obviously you've got a couple of blokes called Pappenhausen and Tedesco in front of you, but do you dare to dream about the blue jersey? I know you played for the New South Wales team in 2016, the under-20s. Do you ever sit back and go, geez, I would love to get back there one day?
Yeah, definitely. I think, no one plays footy just to be mediocre. And I think I'd be lying to myself and to everyone else if I didn't say I had dreams of playing Origin one day or for my country. So it's obviously there's a lot of good fullbacks in the New South Wales colours. So it's a tough ask, but it's definitely something I'd love to do.
MG, I think you're forgetting the one big motivator of Matt's form at the moment. Nice new contract. We're just driving up the zeros on the new contract, Matt. How's that all going?
Yeah, it's a touch and go thing at the moment. It's pretty slow, but it's definitely, on your mind. It's a big season for myself and for my future. So it's something that I'm just trying to put in the back, but not let dictate my form. But I'm just trying to get out there and play some good footy.
You've got a very, very impressive coaching staff this season, headed by Hook Griffin, but you've got some really good assistants as Matty Elliott and Pete General, who both played first grade for the Dragons at times. Matty Head, Sean Timmons is around the joint, as is Jamie Soward. How much of an input do all these boys have individually?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's there's depth in our roster, but there's also depth in our coaching staff, I think.
Not wrong.
Yeah, they all bring different things. And, you know, you're forgetting about Matty Elliott there, who thinks a bit outside the box as well. So they all bring different things, and they all bring a different, I don't know, feel to the game. They all got different ideas and all really focus on different parts of the game. So it's all gelling really nicely.
MG, you talk about the depth that they've got. Yep. It's got a bit deeper today. Matt, you got a new teammate.
Yeah. Well, I saw the rumours last week and, you know, they've been around for a while. But, I think it's a good signing for us. You know, we just adding to our depth of our roster, and to have another experienced forward in the middle, especially the way the game's going now, it'll only be good for us.
Speaking, of course, MG, about Cowboys forward Josh Maguire, who's officially now a Dragon.
That's an epic signing. It's a fantastic signing for the Dragons, who adds to the likes of Paul Vaughan and Tarek Sims and Big Josh Kerr and Alvaro coming off the bench. Your forward pack, once Tyson Frizzell left, we thought, oh, you know, they might be in a little bit of trouble early on, these guys, but your forwards have been they've rolled up their sleeves. McCulloch has been a fantastic signing, and I'll put my hand up, and I said it here on the show, I'm not sure why the Dragons are paying so much money, well, not the Dragons, but for a three-year contract with a guy who's just come back from a hamstring injury. He's leading the tackle count in the NRL at the moment. He's missed probably one tackle in five rounds. He's been fantastic, Matty.
Yeah, you know, Mac is he's a legend of a bloke on and off the field, and you know, he's a good leader around the joint as well. When Cam McGuinness went down in preseason, I was pretty rattled because me and Cam are real good mates. And then I didn't know what was going to happen. Then Macca came and he slotted in pretty seamlessly with everyone in the team. You know, him and Ben Hunt got a long history and played a lot of footy together. So I think he's been good for Honey, and he's been good for me as well. So it's, I'm happy to have him around.
Yeah, it looks like Hook's putting the band back together. He's got Corey Norman from the Broncos, Josh Maguire from the Broncos, Benny Hunt, McCulloch, who maybe Gordy Tallis next. I don't know. But hey, Matt, is it true you've got a twin sister?
Yeah, I've got a twin sister, yeah. She's
Is she identical?
Nah, well, I hope not for her. But
So tell
could,
me.
Could have gone two ways then.
Matt, let me explain. MG doesn't understand how twins work at any level. We had the Morris boys in here once, and he said, I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10. Can you boys tell me what it is? I said, that's not how twins work, MG. They can't read your mind.
You get on good with Normie then.
You know what? I think I would in many ways. I think I would. So this weekend, brother, you got the Warriors at home. Round six was already upon us. Six rounds already in this competition. And look, 4-1 you're sitting. But apart from that first round against the Sharkies where you were in the fight, you could be 5-0 going in the Warriors for a chance to be 6-0. The competition is red hot, and the Dragons are a big part of that.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's definitely how we wanted to start a year. I think everyone wrote us off, and we couldn't look externally for any support, so we looked internally and just focused on ourselves, and especially after that round one loss, which was very disappointing. You know, I thought we had a chance to win that game, and we just couldn't ice it. But you know, Warriors, they're a good team. You know, they've got good players, and I think we struggle against them from memory every game I've played against them, so it'll be a good challenge. I think you know, we're still building, and if we want to be real contenders this year to make the eight, then I think this is a good challenge for us.
No, you just have to have a memory like Blake Ferguson, Duff. You just need a goldfish memory. Exactly. Exactly. Take a goldfish memory into this one. Forget about all the previous matchups. Hey, Matt, now as we let you go, we appreciate your time. You're absolutely flying along and with your Dragons teammates. Huge game this weekend against the Warriors. Craig Bellamy declared that James Tedesco was better than his fullback, Ryan Pappenhausen. You actually play the position. Who have you got ranked number one?
Yeah, I think I think it's a bit tough on Teddy if you go past him. He's done a lot for the game, and you know, Pappy's definitely growing as a fullback, and he's definitely going to be one of the best of all time, I think. But Teddy's just a freak, and you know, it's, I think it's a little bit disrespectful to him, but Pabby's definitely got the skill, but Teddy's just been around for a while, and I think he's got the upper hand at the moment.
Well, we'll continue to burn this fire for the weekend's game, because off air, the Duff said that he's better than the fullback he's playing this weekend.
Nah.
The
two of us are set.
Don't do that to him.
Nah. MG, I just had a bit of a look. Round 10, Storm v Dragons. I'm just marking that one in the calendar on a Sunday afternoon. We might bring up those comments again. No, right, Matt Duff, no, I really
playing,
appreciate
it. You're playing with a freedom, Matty. It's great to watch. So, mate, if you can keep that up, wow. Your form will just take care of itself. Just play with that gay abandon, brother. You're kicking ass. Well done.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
MG, we interrupt our own podcast for a very important message. We got Sydney Kings tickets to give away.
Oh, how good.
How good are the Sydney Kings? No Bogut. They're still bloody awesome, though.
No worries.
We love Brad Newley. We love Craig Moller. We miss our old coach, the Texan, Will Weaver. Exactly. But we've got special tickets to the Sydney Kings for you. You can see the Kings live at Kudos Bank Arena this Thursday. Tickets are available at ticketek.com.au or...
Psst, MG here. Today's rush hour code for Hollywood seats at Sydney Kings games is... Slam Dunk.
Take that code word to triplem.com.au and you could win yourself Hollywood seats.
Triple M rocks the footy and this... is the burning question.
0-5, bottom of the NRL ladder, MG. 34 points scored for the entire season. Conceded a league-high 174 points. Is the Bulldogs' future as bright as we originally thought?
You'd have to say no. I had them finish in 11th this season. I thought that they would be transformed under new coach Trent Barrett after what he did with the attack at Penrith. All players that you'd speak to at Penrith were glowing in the praise for his attacking prowess. They signed Hetherington, Waddell, Flanagan, Kotrick, Allen, five new signings. You thought, okay, some fresh meat alongside the guys who had a dig last year towards the end of the season, and you might have a team that's going to be successful, but they've been anything but. They've been anything but, and I don't know with their... Look... I'm not going to say they're not going to win a game this season, but I don't think they're going to win too many.
Well, they're coming off a 52-18 point loss to the Melbourne Storm over the weekend. Now, the Storm has been the benchmark of the competition for the past 10 years, and I would imagine what the Bulldogs are trying to measure themselves against. So, if you look at how they went against the benchmark, they are a long, long way off. But how important is it at the moment for the board and Andrew Hill and the power brokers of the Bulldogs not to flinch this season if they continue this trajectory?
Oh, they won't flinch. They can't flinch. They've signed Barrett for, I think, 3 years on pretty good coin, you would imagine. They've signed a major sponsor in the Laundy Group who own, you know, pubs and clubs all across the land. And so I don't think they'll flinch. They'll be concerned. They've got a winger coming next year who wants to play fullback, who they've paid a lot of money for in Addo Carr. And they've got a young kid from Penrith who they had to pay triple to get there. And that's the biggest problem about the Bulldogs at the moment. They've got to pay massive overs to get players to their club compared to that benchmark you just mentioned of the Melbourne Storm, who guys like, I'd say, Ramus Smith and George Jennings probably played for less to go down there. And that's the conundrum. The culture at the Dogs for a while now has been on the nose because of a lot of backroom fighting and stuff that has nothing to do with the players, but somehow it filters down to the playing field, and never more evident than at Belmore. We've seen players with exorbitant contracts that had, you know, under Desi Hasler's tenure that had nothing to do with Trent Barrett. Look, I've got Trent Barrett, I think, can coach. But he's got to do things his way, and I think he's got to do things quickly, because even though I don't think anyone will, inverted commas, flinch as far as, you know, doing anything drastic about sacking coaches or things like that, they've got to start winning games. And look at the Dragons, Liam. Look at the Dragons. At the start of this season, I thought these two teams would be in the opposing positions they're in. I thought the Dogs might be, you know, 3-2, and I thought the Dragons could be 0-5 or 1-4. But it just shows you what a bit of attitude does to a rugby league club, and what a coach with very simplistic ideas in Griffin does to a footy club. I've said it 1,000 times on this show. You run hard and you tackle hard. If you run harder than the opponent wants to tackle you, you get over him. If you tackle harder than the opponent wants to run, you're going to beat him. It's all about attitude. The Tigers had none last Sunday against the Cowboys. The Doggies got to show more. And I'll tell you what is a good, a bright spot for them is Luke Thompson, the Pommy. He came on and made an immediate impact by scoring a try. He was revved up. So if they can catch some of that disease, the English disease that he's got, the rugged, the no-nonsense type, you know, scenario, and bring that to the table, the Doggies are in a little bit better shape, but they've got to get more creative. They've got to find a 5-8. They've got Flanagan over from the Roosters. They've got to find someone to sit with him in the 5-8 role and stay with him and then develop that combination. But at the moment, he's playing with a different number 6 every week.
That'll be Matt Burton, obviously, in 2022. But MG's obviously referring to for the remainder of this season.
Of course.
Because the Bulldogs, I mean, they only avoided the wooden spoon because of superior points difference over the Broncos. Won 3 games last year. And at some point, MG, and you know this as a fan, not just as a former player, the fans grow tired. They get sick of hearing the same rhetoric about a club rebuilding and going through a process. They don't care about all that after a point. They just want to see a footy team winning games.
Very, very well said. And that's exactly right. And again, I've said it on the show 1,000 times. The clubs ask their supporters to become members, buy the jersey, come to the games. But if you're going to keep dishing up performances like they've been dishing up, not scoring a try in 3 games, not scoring a point in 3 games, having one of the worst records since 1924 from Glebe, all these things. We're going back 100 years to find records that compare with what the Dogs' early part of the season, which is drastic.
You should be getting a discount on your membership.
Well, something. I reckon they should invite the Dogs players over for dinner with the supporters. Take them to the club and have dinner on us. Something. Because they're not getting bang for buck, that's for sure. But look, there's no way, to answer your first question, there's no way the future is as bright as we thought it was, because they're not the team I thought they were going to be. They haven't gelled the way I thought they were going to gel. And they're a long, long way from becoming that team.
All right, MG, nice work. We got to get out of here tomorrow on the show. We got Toby Green from the Giants joining us. You're going to drop your tips for round 6. Can you believe that's where we're up to? But we got to go.
As always, thank you so much for your ears. He's Liam. I'm MG. Wherever you are, stay random.
The Rush Hour only talk footy for 1 hour a day. Magic Round is 3 days of action-packed excitement in Brisbane. NRL Magic Round, Brisbane Suncorp Stadium this May.